Overholt cleared his throat. "Gentlemen, it wouldn't do for me to be here when Mr. Butterfield's people arrive, so I will bid my farewells." He shook hands all around, his grip firm despite his age. "Mr. Stone, please walk with me back to my plane."
"Certainly, sir."
Eric had to stretch his stride to match the elder man's pace. "I wasn't told who thought up the crazy idea of using that Cold War relic the Ruskies left littering space."
"I did," Eric replied. "I knew Juan would nix my first idea of talking you into getting us a nuke."
Overholt paled at that. "Rightly so."
"I had to come up with an alternative, and Stalin's fist seemed to fit."
"You know it was Cabrillo who sabotaged the satellite, right?"
"He mentioned it briefly."
Overholt held out his hand to shake again. "It was a pleasure meeting you, Mr. Stone. Good luck tomorrow, and Godspeed."
"The FBI raided our place in Beverly Hills,"
Tom Severin said as he burst into Lydell Cooper's underground apartment. His voice nearly cracked with panic. Cooper had been resting on a sofa and swung his feet to the floor.
"They what?" "The FBI raided my house, our headquarters. It happened just a few minutes ago. My secretary managed to call me on my satellite phone. They have a search and seizure warrant for all our financial records, as well as membership lists. They also have a warrant to arrest me and Heidi on suspicion of tax fraud. Thank God Heidi is with her sister at our cabin in Big Bear, but it's only a matter of time before they find her. What are we going to do? They're on to us, Lydell. They know everything."
"Calm down. They don't know anything. The FBI is using their Gestapo tactics to intimidate us. If they knew about our plan, they would have arrested everyone in California and coordinated with Turkish authorities to raid this facility."
"But it's coming apart. I can feel it."
Severin sat heavily on a chair and buried his face in his hands.
"Get a hold of yourself. This isn't a big deal."
"That's easy for you to say."
Severin spat like a petulant child.
"You're not the one under arrest. You get to hide in the shadows while I take the fall."
"Damn it, Tom, listen to me. The FBI has no idea what we are trying to accomplish. They might have an inkling that we are plotting something, but they don't know what. This is a, what's that expression? A fishing expedition."
"But the timing of the raid? So close to when we release the virus?"
"Coincidence."
"I thought you didn't believe in them."
"I don't, but in this case, I am certain of it. The FBI simply doesn't know anything, Tom. Trust me."
When Severance's grimace didn't soften, Cooper went on.
"Listen, here's what we are going to do. You are going to issue a press release demanding these scurrilous charges be dropped immediately and calling the FBI's actions a violation of your personal and civil rights. This is pure harassment, and you are already preparing to file a civil suit against the Justice Department. You know the kind of thing I'm talking about. The helicopter we've been ferrying in personnel on is still here on the island. I will go to Izmir, where the jet is waiting. Tell Heidi that she should get out of California. I will meet her and her sister in Phoenix and bring them back. We hadn't planned on moving into the bunker until shortly before the virus manifests itself, but coming a few months early is no great hardship. Afterward, I guarantee that a bogus charge against you will be extremely low on the federal government's priority list."
"What about sending the broadcast?"
"It is an honor I leave up to you."
Cooper crossed the room so he could lay a gnarled hand on Severance's shoulder.
"It's going to be all right, Tom. Your men Kovac will assure that all proceeds as planned on the Golden Sky. And in a few short hours, all of our teams will be in position with the virus ready for dispersal. We're here. It's our moment. Don't let something like this ludicrous raid upset you, okay? And listen, even if they seize the house and everything in it, our movement will have already achieved its greatest success. They can't take that away from us, and they certainly can't stop us."